When President Bush spoke in Milwaukee last week, he promoted more use of either corn-based ethanol or ethanol made from other plants like switchgrass.
The more ethanol we use, the less crude oil we consume. And using ethanol has the added benefit of supporting our farmers.
Governor Doyle and others quickly followed the president's remarks with press releases urging the state legislature to finish work on a bill that would require regular unleaded gasoline sold in Wisconsin to contain about 10% ethanol. The assembly has passed the measure, but it is yet to come to the Senate floor. Most supporters of the bill are blaming Assistant Senate Majority Leader Neil Kedzie, a Republican from Elkhorn. But Senator Kedzie says he doesn't like mandating what should be in gasoline. He says he remains concerned about reports of lower gas mileage with ethanol fuels, and he doesn't care much for the political pressure.
This should not be an issue that is voted on because the amount of pressure that are being put on legislators to take a vote, it ought to be voted upon whether or not it's good public policy. And with all the questions that still remain in regard to the effectiveness of ethanol, the pollution issues, and also free market choice, this, to me, says that this bill is not ready.
Kedzie's stance is causing some unusual friction within the GOP. A spokesperson for the bill's main author, Assembly Majority Leader Stephen Fries, says his office remains committed to a two-way dialogue. Environmental groups already buried their differences with the bill by getting an amendment that would halt the ethanol mandate if it was shown the requirement was making air pollution worse, especially in the Milwaukee area. But business groups are said to be looking for promises that manufacturers would not have to cut back on their emissions of nitrogen oxide to accommodate more use of ethanol. The pressure today from Governor Doyle will come in the form of an executive order that state workers are being encouraged to fill state vehicles with ethanol blends. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.